have a quorum at this time, we'll operate as a subcommittee. And we have a couple notices here. AB 779, this is item one on our agenda, has been pulled from today's agenda at the request of the author. And we have four measures on the agenda now, three items on consent. We have one measure that we'll have a hearing on, which we'll proceed with right now. This is item two. This is AB 786. Assemblyman Levine's here, and it relates to common interest development, property use, and maintenance, and it's an urgency measure. So you have the floor at this time, Assemblyman. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Senators. AB 786 will close a loophole in existing law that allows an HOA to fine homeowners who allow their lawns to turn brown. In this historic drought, we should be encouraging this behavior, not fining it. AB 786 will also simultaneously ensure that HOAs have incentives to develop access to recycled water. According to the DWR, 25 to 80% of urban water use goes to outdoor landscaping. It is clear that we can have a significant water savings if we reduce that number. The legislature and governor have taken action in this drought to protect homeowners who want to do their part to help out. Unfortunately, some HOAs have interpreted existing law to allow them to fine a homeowner if some recycled water is used anywhere within the HOA property. AB 786 will make it clear that an HOA can only fine a homeowner who has access to recycled water and is not using it to maintain landscaping. That was the original intent of the law, and I'm happy to say that I've been working with HOAs to make sure that this language accomplishes just that. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, and you want to discuss potential or working on amendments?
Thank you very much for...
You're working with some of the opposition.
We are working with the HOAs on that. We have the bill in mock-up form for the amendments to resolve that concern, and so we're continuing to work with all of the stakeholders.
Okay. Speakers in favor of this bill, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Maureen O'Haron, representing the Irvine Ranch Water District. As Assemblyman Levine said, AB 786 would provide urgently needed clarity to our homeowners in homeowners associations who want to save water during the drought by reducing outdoor water use. As you know, every urban water agency in the state has to reduce their potable water use by anywhere from 16 to 37%. But in order to achieve these targets, we need to see significant reductions during the summer months when outdoor water use is at its greatest. So water agencies need to see 50, 60% now, as opposed to later in the fall when we aren't going to see the outdoor water use. Irvine Ranch Water District is a leader in recycled water, and we have many developments that are on recycled water, but the city of Irvine is also covered with homeowners associations. We've asked our homeowners to reduce their outdoor irrigation, but we've received calls from homeowners telling us that their associations are threatening to fine them if they let their lawns go brown. On July 13th, the governor signed AB 1 Brown, which prohibits public agencies, cities and counties, from imposing a fine for failure to water a lawn or having a brown lawn during emergency due to drought. Homeowners associations should not be able to fine homeowners for failure to water their lawns either. In the spirit of the negotiation last year, AB 786 maintains the exemption for associations where recycled water is used, but makes it clear, as Assemblyman Levine said, that it's the homeowners that have access to the recycled water. So with that, I will defer to my colleagues, but we urge your aye vote in this very important measure.
Okay, thank you. Other speakers.
Danielle Blass with California Municipal Utilities Association. We submitted our letter late, but we wanted to express our strong support for the bill. Our water agency members serve water to over 70% of Californians and think this is a really important issue and strongly support the measure.
Any other speakers?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members. Glenn Farrell with the San Diego County Water Authority. We're also in support, important to advance the water conservation ethics, strong support of the bill.
Can we hear any other supporters? If not, can we have people that have concerns or opposing? Please come forward. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of this committee. Skip Dom, on behalf of homeowners associations that belong to the Community Associations Institute in California. Initially, and by the way, as you all know, this is a gut and amend bill, and in the last 20 hours, a lot of communication has gone on. I particularly want to credit Ryan in the author's office.
You hold on a second. I'd like to call roll so I can get a call.
Sure.
You know how that works.
Bell?
Here.
Bell present. Canella?
Here.
Canella present. Allen?
Here.
Allen present. Bates? Gaines?
Here.
Gaines present. Galgiani? Leyva?
Here.
Leyva present. McGuire? Mendoza? Roth?
Here.
Roth present. Wachowski?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Right. As I was saying, I particularly want to thank Ryan in the author's office for reaching out to my client yesterday afternoon in regard to the measure, because we had initial direct stern opposition to the bill as in print. And then more recently, in the last 20 hours or so, and as recently as 11 o'clock this morning, my conversations with Tina were very productive, and hence the proposed amendments look as though they will resolve our issues. I also appreciate the fact that the author's office has represented to us that if we have other issues, once our clients take a look at this language, that they'll be open to further discussions and negotiations. So oppose the bill in print. No position as yet on the proposed amendments, but I view them as being fairly productive. So thank you.
Thank you. Other speakers?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Carrie Mazzoni for the Educational Community of Homeowners, representing homeowners associations primarily in Northern California. We have, as it shows in your analysis, an opposed position on the bill. That position is based on the language relative to artificial turf, which we have serious problems with. As it relates to the recycled water provisions, though my client has not reviewed the most recent language, they generally were supportive of those changes. And so, though you have the opposition, I do want to say that we believe that these amendments relative to recycled water are going in the right direction.
Okay, and my understanding is there's going to be more discussions, right?
Right.
So we're going to keep working to maybe resolve some of the issues. Okay, do we have any other speakers opposed? Now we have questions from the committee. Senator Leyva.
I should have a question about the artificial turf. Why is that problematic?
Okay, that's a good question.
Go ahead. Thank you.
How long do you have?
Now, this has been going on for a while.
You know, in a quick answer is because of the unknown health and environmental issues that we feel could arise. Okay. We know that the air above artificial turf is warmer mm-hmm. than air where there is natural landscaping. And we also feel that because the legislature has already acted and we supported those actions relative to low water use plants, that those are really a better environmental choice. Because also some of the artificial turf goes to landfill, and we're interested in zero waste, and okay. and then the
That's
health
good.
Issues.
Healthy good answer. Thank
this
you.
This bill doesn't deal with artificial turf. There's some chaptering. My understanding.
Issues.
Chaptering in the bill that deal. There's Mr. Chaptering back there. Chaptering language that has to take place.
Erwin was behind this.
Yeah, there he is. But the bill, the specifics of this bill don't deal with that particular issue, because there was another bill that came up.
349.
Yeah, yeah, it was last year. Last
this year.
This year, earlier this year, yes.
June 23rd.
Senator Allen. Go ahead.
Sense of the, you know, I thought we'd discuss this issue. So we're. How is this bill different from the Gonzalez bill? And
yeah,
what's...
okay, it doesn't relate to one another, really. Go ahead.
Yeah, so 349, I think it was passed unanimously from committee. There's an unintended issue from that bill where if somewhere on an HOA property there is the use of recycled water, that they could still fine people for not using potable water for irrigation. And so this bill deals and resolves with that unintended issue that came from there. And then, of course, we've got some chaptering out language that, you know, makes sure that we don't have more unintended consequences.
All right. Other questions from other members? We have a bill that's going to, I recommend approval, but there's going to continue to discuss some resolution as the issues that we heard today. So we between now and the, I guess the floor, right? It's the floor. Goes to the Senate floor. So do we have a motion on this bill? Recommended. We have a motion, okay. Do you have a close?
I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Okay, thank you. We'll call the roll, please.
The motion is due pass as amended. Senators Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Cannella?
Aye.
Cannella, aye. Allen? Allen, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Gaines? Galgiani? Galgiani, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. McGuire? Mendoza? Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wieckowski?
Okay, that vote is 7-0, and we'll place it on call for any other members to vote.
Thank you so much, Senators.
Okay, we have only one other item for us that are here, and that's our consent calendar. Can we have a motion approving that consent calendar, please? Okay, that includes item 3, 4, and 5 on our agenda. These are assembly concurrent resolutions. And can we have a roll call on this consent calendar, please?
Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Cannella?
Aye.
Cannella, aye. Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Bates?
What'd you say?
Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. McGuire? Mendoza? Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wieckowski? So that's 8.
Okay, that's 8-0. That's the consent calendar. We'll place that on call and wait the remaining members to come and vote. And that's it. That's the last item. Thank you. Thank you. And I'll wait here for the, I think one of the members is going to show up. Okay, Senator McGuire is in another meeting. He's having a hearing. So I'll wait for him. We're done.
File item 2 by Assemblymember Levine. The motion is due pass as amended. The current vote is 7-0. Gaines? McGuire? Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Wieckowski. So that's 8-0. Replace the call.
8-0. We'll keep that. That vote is 8-0. We'll leave that open for other members to vote.
And on the consent calendar, the current vote is 8-0. Senators McGuire? Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Wieckowski.
9-0, replace the call.
9-0, we'll leave that open for other members to vote. Here's the other member right here.
Hey,
Are we good? We'll go back to the pro tem.
We'll open the voting for the remaining two items. Okay. And we have two items to vote on. Two items?
Yeah.
File item 2, AB 786, by Assemblymember Levine. The motion is due pass as amended. The current vote is 8-0. Senators Gaines, McGuire,
aye.
McGuire, aye. Wieckowski. So that's out 9-0.
9-0, that the bill is out.
And on the consent calendar, the current vote is 9-0. McGuire, McGuire, aye. Wieckowski.
That's out 10-0.
That is out 10-0. With that, we'll adjourn the meeting. This meeting is adjourned.